The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Taking it easy's no crime, and I'm in no hurry, 'cause I'm not running a race. I'll just slow down the pace, 'cause I'm living on Isle of Wight time. When I go to the mainland, I'm in for a shock. Everyone there seems to live by their clock. I shrug and I smile and come home to my island, where I live on Isle of Wight time. My watch is from Poundland, it cost me £1. It doesn't work, the hands don't go round. The winder won't wind, but I really don't mind, 'cause it tells me the Isle of Wight time. And I'm in no hurry, 'cause I'm not running a race. I'll just slow down the pace, 'cause I'm living on Isle of Wight time. My boss called me up, said you're late, you should have been here 7:50. It's now 10:30, I won't tell you again. I said, boss, have a care, I'll be there somewhere. I'm just living on Isle of Wight time. When I'm driving my car, please don't mind if I go a bit slow, 'cause I find my idea of heaven's to do 27 with a whole queue of traffic behind. They'll be late for work very, or all miss their ferry, but I'm living on Isle of Wight time. And I'm in no hurry, 'cause I'm not running a race. I'll just slow down the pace, 'cause I'm living on Isle of Wight time. There's a nice pub that I know, where I drink my ale good and slow. The landlord's on his knees, he said, drink up, sir, please, we closed 2 hours ago. He said, mate, you're barred. I said, that's a bit hard, I'm just living on Isle of Wight time. Well, I love a girl called Anthea, and I said, will you marry me, dear? She said, maybe so, maybe yes, maybe no, I'll give you my answer next year. Then she said goodbye, but I think I know why. She's living on Isle of Wight time. And I'm in no hurry, 'cause I'm not running a race. I'll just slow down the pace, 'cause I'm living on Isle of Wight time. Yes, I'm just living on Isle of Wight time. At the Morrison's checkout, the post office queue, the town's only cash point, the last working loo. You'll be there for a while, 'cause you'll find that I'll be standing right in front of you. And I'll be living on Isle of Wight time. And I'll be in no hurry, 'cause I'm not running a race. I'll just slow down the pace, when I'm living on Isle of Wight time. Yes, I'm just living on Isle of Wight time. I'm just living on Isle of Wight time.
You're listening to Vectus Radio, FM 104.6, and there's a reason why we're playing that fabulous tune from Steve Love, Living on Isle of Wight Time. It's because he's on the other end of this telephone, and he's got something special to tell us. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Yes, that's the title track to my new CD. I did one last year, 20 different original chirpy Isle of Wight songs about the ups and downs of island life. They've nearly all sold out, so I thought rather than do another 100 of the same one, I'd do a new one. So it's got 20 more songs, but it's called Living on Isle of Wight Time, and it's one of my favourite songs on it. It's just about the pace of life and how things sometimes get a bit slower, and sometimes the frustrations that go with it. So I find if I'm stuck in a queue somewhere, a queue of traffic, I just hum it to myself. I'm living on Isle of Wight Time, and it all just sort of calms down.
What are you saying, Steve? What are you saying?
I'm saying that sometimes things take a little bit longer here. There's the last little bit, you know, in the Morrison's checkout, the post office queue, the last working cash point. That's not so. The town's only cash point, I should know the words, the last working loo. You'll be there for a while because you'll find that I'll be stood there in front of you. It's sort of how it feels sometimes, and it's easy to get annoyed about it. Well, it's just for me. But then I just sort of hum that to myself and remind myself where I am, and it really doesn't matter that much.
I'm pulling your leg. You've got it absolutely spot on. You really have. Looking forward to hearing the new CD and all the tracks. How many tracks are on it?
It's got 20 tracks, and they're all new ones in as much as they're not on the old CD. They're not new in the sense that I've suddenly come up with them in the last few weeks. Really, right since the beginning of the first lockdown, I've been working on new songs. I listen to local radio, I read the local paper. Every time I think there's nothing else weird or odd or quirky or anything about the island that could ever happen, blow me, something else is there right in front of me. And off we go, and here goes another song. Shall I tell you about another one?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, here's another example then. I was sort of a clue into the way I work. I was in the car going from Rye to Cowes last autumn, and I went past a bus, one of those big green Vectis buses. And up on the side where the cinema adverts are supposed to be, there's some that have got sort of slogans on about, if you've seen them, using mobile phones or, you know, sort of being comfortable or seeing around the island. And there's one of them, and it's usually on the Ride to Cowes route, but I've seen it elsewhere, that says, "Fully laden, this bus can take 75 cars off the road." And I thought, did I just see that? And I'd gone past. But I looked actually on the Vectis website, and it's the bus that they show, and I've seen it since, and it's still around. "This bus can take 75 cars off the road." I know what they mean, of course, but I thought, you're not going to write that on the side of an Isle of Wight bus and get away with a song, or get away without a song. So, yeah, I've done a song. It's on the CD. It's one of the favourite ones when I do it live, particularly because people sort of foot tap along to it. But it's called "This Bus Can Take 75 Cars Off the Road."
Brilliant. That's how your mind works, and that's how you find songs. I mean, going out on the Isle of Wight must be a real treat, because here comes another song. Can I give you a title for a song, and you come up with a song in the next year?
You can try.
Pavement Walkers.
Pavement Walkers. What's that about?
For me, it's about the way people are now, as opposed to what they used to do, you know, a while ago. Now people are a little bit sort of tentative. Some people give you space, some people don't. Some people look like you're an idiot when you move out of the way, and so on.
Yeah. I think I'm going to decline your challenge here. And the reason why, during the lockdown, I did quite a lot of lockdown songs relating to sort of quirky bits of the lockdown, and trying to stay chirpy in front in the face of it all, and so on. But now, hopefully, that we're unlocking and moving away from all of that, one or two of what I think are the very best ones I've popped on the CD, but I'm sort of moving away from reminders about that lost year of 2020 into 2021. So now I'm more chirpy. I'm more sort of ice creams and crab pasties and the donkey the donkey sanctuary and the zoo and the beach and stuff like that.
Good for
Unless
you.
Unless we have a lockdown, in which case I guess I'll be back to pavement walking.
Well, look, we can hope, but hope not, if that makes sense. Before we move on, I've got to ask you. Obviously, you've got CDs, and they'll be available in MP3 form. I'm sure you'll tell us how you can get it. Have you ever been tempted to get an LP pressed?
Oh gosh, I don't think. I don't think the vinyl market, and I do like vinyl. My son sort of collects some of it. He's nicked all my old vinyl and then bought his new, and he buys me vinyl records. He didn't check to see whether I'd got a record player anymore. I then had to go and buy a record player. I don't think I'm quite in the vinyl market. In fact, what I find is that most people who buy my CDs, some of them buy them for themselves, which is nice. People are usually buying them as presents, which is very nice, actually. Because I've gone to a lot of trouble on the appearance and the artwork as well as the songs. But they seem to have found their home as presents to people who have been to the island and then they sort of had a nice holiday and gone home again. So relatives, friends, people who used to live on the island and have emigrated They snap them up from Australia and America and that sort of thing. So I think they're sort of slightly nostalgic and old-fashioned, and they remind them about things that have changed and things that haven't changed, like Floating Bridge and Tennyson Down and Carisbrook Castle and beaches and stuff like that. So, no, I'm not quite in the vinyl market, and I certainly won't be producing a cassette tape either.
No,
CDs seem to work for me, and also when I'm busking, which I do whenever the weather is nice, which it hasn't been for a while, they just sort of sit nicely by my feet, and I hope people come up and buy them off me.
I'm sure they will. And can you tell us how we can get hold of the CD?
Yeah. They're going to be on sale in the shops. At the moment, I've got a couple lined up in Ryde. There's a lovely gifts and cards shop, it's called, or cards and gifts. It's halfway up Union Street or down Union Street. Really nice place, very posh. They'll be stocking them as soon as my fresh stock arrived. Due any minute. Moncton Arts Cafe, also in Moncton, in Moncton Street in Ryde. They'll be having them. I will be. Love to hear from any other outlets anywhere else on the Isle of Wight. I think Ryde is now saturated. Or special offer, because it's launch week. I'm very happy to send them out myself. I'm not allowed to sell them for less than £10, because that's the shop price, and they'll get grumpy if they see me flogging them off cheap and undercutting them. But I've got a way around that. If somebody would like one and give me £10, I will give them two CDs. I can give them Living on Isle of Wight Time, but also I've got some of my current CDs still left, not too many. They'll soon be gone, but Isle of Wight Girl is the other 20. So for £10, you get 40 original, chirpy, happy Isle of Wight tunes. Oh, gosh, how to get me the money? Well, I'm on Facebook as Steve Loves IOW. Steve Loves IOW, because I do, all one word. Or I guess maybe they could email you, Ian. ian.mack@vectisfm. You'll have to finish the rest for me, and you'll pass it on to me.
Definitely, yeah, fm.fm, and it's just nice. I mean, there's two things I want to say. I mean, Steve Love Does Bog Off, which perhaps that's a title for another song, and also you started off by saying on sale in shops, and what a lovely thing to be able to say. It's actually on sale and you can go into the shop and buy it at last.
I know, I'll be in there every day getting one.
So that's where you can get them. Can you download them as well?
No, they're not downloadable. Not yet. I've been crossing all these sort of technology barriers decades after, you know, other people. My son had his own sort of website, music shop, merch, brand name, all that sort of stuff when he was about sort of 16, 17. And now views me as too old to bother to teach, so I have to work it all out for myself. Not yet. No, it's just a nice CD, and it's got a lovely picture on it that my wife Hillary painted of the Ryde seaside. No, it's a nice CD. Just pop it in your car or pop it in at home.
Does your wife get a credit on the actual when you buy it?
She made absolutely sure of that. Yes, she stood over me while I wrote the sleeve notes to make sure that her name is there in sort of 16 font. And she haggled for ages about what large share of the tiny royalty that I get for each one.
Yeah. Didn't you get into trouble with her just a while ago when you mentioned that, her place of work was a shed?
Yeah, I used to have a lovely music shed in the garden. It's sort of very big and bright blue, and all my music stuff, all the equipment, and, you know, didn't have build-up and double basses and guitars and so on. Till I realised I actually wasn't using it. Every time I wanted to actually play any music, I just found a sort of corner of the spare bedroom upstairs where it was warm and dry. So, she's taken it over. It's now her art studio, and she's an artist, and a very good artist. She does CDs for a start, or CD paintings. But no, she's taken it over. I'm not allowed to call it a shed anymore. I have to call it a studio, otherwise I'm not taking it, her or her art, seriously. Mm. In fact, I take her and her art so seriously that she is going to be the title song of my next CD, which isn't out for another year yet, but I'm still building up for it. But I've done a little song called Artsy Crafty Island Hippie Chick. It's about her.
I can't wait to hear it.
Now, you have to wait for next year's CD for that one. Still got to deal with this year's one, and I'm going to be reprinting last year's as well because they've nearly all gone. So it's a nice position to be in. And as you say, on sale in a shop near you, or certainly near you if you're in Ryde. I'll try and after this programme, I shall stand by the phone and wait for the calls to flood in from the rest of the island.
Maybe you should go all the way to Newport, and there's a play on words for one of your other songs there. But I think it was all the way to Ventnor. Now, there's a couple of things I want to say before we go, and that is obviously you're going to be playing for us at Local Music Day. Hopefully we're going to link up somehow, and you're going to be a part of it on the airwaves on the 19th and 20th of June. Looking forward to that. How's the gigs going?
It's picking up. The summer is sort of starting to unfold. It would be nice if the weather realised it was summer and followed suit. But as soon as I've had my second jab, coming up soon, I'll be able to go and play at the Moncton Arts Cafe in Moncton Street. I've got a regular little Wednesday morning spot there around tea and coffee time. There's the Vectis Radio Local Music Weekend. You mentioned that. I really only do charity and community stuff. I spent some time as a musician getting paid. It's now just my little way of paying something back, I guess. But one of the yacht clubs is putting a function on for fundraise for disability. Yeah, Ventnor Fringe. Ventnor Day. Yarmouth Sea Songs and Shanties Festival in September. I've even been booked for Waverley Folk Night. Yes, there's a folk club every Wednesday night at the Waverley in Carisbrook. So I normally rock up there. That's very nice. I've even been booked. I've got a Christmas booking. I should be doing late night shopping night in Newport in November.
Oh, what night? I'm going to come down. I'm walking distance.
Probably be better weather than today.
Let's hope so. Now we've got a final song to play out with, and this is another song from the CD, but it's about our old friend Rowley from Cowes, who's a fabulous chap. Obviously, is it called Willie's Guitar Shop?
It's called Willie's Guitar Shop because that's the name. He's not called Willie. I did ask him. I said, "Why do you call it Willie's Guitar Shop?" And he said, "Roland's Guitar Shop wouldn't quite sound the same," and I had to agree with him on that. But now he's absolutely wonderful. He's one of the first people that I met introduced me into the island music scene back when he was running open mic nights at the Crispin in Newport. And so got involved. I was in a band of his for a while. There's nothing he doesn't know about guitars and how to play them and the sound he gets. And he does it in all such a relaxed way. You think, how's he making so much sound out of guitar? And he's just, standing still and moving his fingers a bit. But yes, he's got a lovely guitar shop in Cowes of... lots of sort of vintage and guitars in there. Some of them are a bit too expensive for me. But it's just a nice place to mooch in and go and talk guitars. Anyway, he's such a great supporter of local music. As you know, he sponsors local music on Vectis Radio, but he's done all sorts of other things. So I thought, try and pay him back on behalf of me and perhaps the other island musicians. So right on the very end of the CD, yes, I popped a song called Willie's Guitar Shop. And it's for Roland at Willie's Guitar Shop to say thank you.
And it's right on the end of our interview, which just fits lovely. I just want to say, Steve, every time I talk to you, you make me smile and you brighten up my day. Every time I hear a song, you have that same effect. You put a smile on a face, and the world's a happier place with a Steve Love song in it.
That's very nice of you to say that. Thank you. Now I'm happy too.
Perhaps you should stick that, like a sticker on the CD when it comes through.
It's the general theme of the CDs. They're cheer up CDs. They're cheery up. They're chirpy. I think there's only one with a sad ending, and even then it's sort of left a bit mysterious. No, the rest are all just chirpy and happy and about lovely Isle of Wightie stuff. I love the island. They're sort of, in a way, they're love songs to the island, but coming at it from all sorts of different angles, even Willie's Guitar Shop.
Brilliant. Thanks, Steve, so much, and good luck with the CD. And I can't wait to come down and see you play live in Ryde in a couple of weeks' time.
I'll have my hat out on the ground ready for you.
I'll bring my piggy bank.
Cheers, Ian.
Thanks, Steve. Cheers.
Well, it's 3 feet four or thereabouts. Got curves up top, then in, then out. It's not so new, but not too old. I can put my arm around to hold. It's had some knocks and seen some fights. Lazy days and crazy nights. But it's all mine, so there you are. I got myself a Willy's guitar. Well, down in Cowes, there's a place I know. It's Willy's Guitar Shop. It's where I go to see what Willy's got in today and talk guitars and hear them play. When I asked, is your name really Willy? He said, of course not. Don't be silly, Roland, that's my real name. But that just wouldn't sound the same. And then I saw upon the rack an old guitar with a big red back. Roly said, do you want to try it? I said, no, I want to buy it. 'Cause it's 3 feet four or thereabouts. Got curves up top, then in, then out. It's not so new, but not too old. I can put my arm around to hold. It's had some knocks and seen some fights. Lazy days and crazy nights. I paid him, he said, here you are. You got yourself a Willy's guitar. I was playing one night in King Harry's bar with the boys. There was Bob on guitar, Dave on the drums, Al on the fiddle, and a cute chick sat there right in the middle. She's tapping her toes and flicking her fingers. Upon me her gaze lingers, or should I say on my guitar. Next thing I know, she's in my car. And she's 5 feet four or thereabouts. Got curves up top, then in, then out. She's not so young, but not too old to put my arm around to hold. She's had some knocks and seen some fights, lazy days and crazy nights. And she's all mine, so there you are. She fell in love with my Willy's guitar. She's 5 feet four or thereabouts. Got curves up top, then in, then out. She's not so young, but not too old to put my arm around to hold. She's had some knocks and seen some fights, lazy days and crazy nights. But she's all mine, so there you are. When I play her a tune on my Willy's guitar.